بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the شعر وعرف بالله عزتي أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر شاه نور الله مرقده. The title is میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا.
میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا. اے خدا 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 اے خدا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا, زندگی میری ہے تیرا ذکر و لقا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا, اور میری موت ہے تجھ سے ہوں میں جدا. تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, تیرے بن کیوں اندھیرا اندھیرا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا, میری دنیا کا شمس و قمر کیا ہوا. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, بحر طوفان غم ہے مخالف ہوا, میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا, میری کشتی کا ہے تو ہی بس نا خدا. تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا, ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نا سزا. تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, تیرے دریائے رحمت کا ہے آسرا, ورنہ اخطر ہے آمال سے بے نوا, ورنہ اخطر ہے آمال سے بے نوا. میرا میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا, میرا کوئی نہیں آ تیرے سوا, اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi waqt Tabriz zamana مجدد زمان حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, حضرت who taught us why Allah Ta'ala has given us life to build a special connection and to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and that is why حضرت has titled this beautiful bayan in poetic form so beautifully, that حضرت is teaching us that a person, as you grow up in life, then you should be learning about the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and automatically you'll come to realize, Mera koi nahi ah tere siwa, that oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? And Hazrat explained so beautifully that when we start our maktab, then we learn the kalima La ilaha illallah. We just know that literal meaning of it is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Hazrat says, when you tread this path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, now when you recite and you make the zikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, then it's not just there is none worthy of worship. And then you are saying, oh Allah, ah, oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that if any wife tells a husband who's got a heart, that who is there for me now? There is nobody, my father has passed away, no brothers, only you there for me. If that person's got a heart, he'll melt. And he says, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Allah is the creator of hearts, and Allah is the creator of love. If we tell Allah, oh Allah, who is there for me besides you? You think Allah is going to leave us alone, and Allah won't see to us. Allah Ta'ala will definitely take care of us. And that is why Allah has commanded, كُنُوا مَأَصْفَادِقِينَ, be with the righteous servants who have connected themselves to Allah. They will teach us how to get connected to Allah. So Ya Hazrat says so beautifully, and talking to Allah Ta'ala also, and this is zikr of Allah. That is, we remember Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not like Hazrat says, my zikr supposed to be remembering Allah, but I'm unmindful. But Allah is still thinking of us. So Hazrat says here, in your zikr also, and say to Allah Ta'ala, Mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا, او اللہ, besides you, and this ah, which is a great sigh of regret, a great sigh of relief also, which beautifully our Dada Shaykh has taught us, that Allah Ta'ala is the clear, just the name of Allah Ta'ala is the clear indication there is no other creator besides Allah. Allah has kept his sigh of the regret in his name. When a person takes the name of Allah, and we learn how to take the name of Allah, then a person says, Allah. When you stretch that Allah little at the end, you say, ah, how did I lead my life till today? Allah gave me my life and I didn't think of Allah. Yet Allah did not forget me. So Hazrat is saying, oh Allah, eh Khuda. And Hazrat has taught us, our beloved Shaykh has taught us so beautifully, that Khuda is a Parsi word which means as Khuda, as Khud. That great being who is ever existing, who is wajibul wujud, he is existing on his own. There is no beginning to Allah, there is no end to Allah. Allah is the creator, and you can't ever compare a slightest but and thing that how Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator, how can you compare him to the creation? So Allah, you are ever existing. Besides you, there is nobody for me. And then Hazrat explains, that when a person forgets about Allah and doesn't make an effort to learn about Allah, then what type of life he will have? Zindagi meri hai, tera zikr o lika, aur meri maut hai, tujhse hu main juda. What is the reality and the essence of life? To be thinking of Allah.
and to be hoping to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And so beautifully Hazrat has taught us that in Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ. That person who loves a life in such a way, recognizes the greatness of Allah, then he's only got one fear, Allah must not be unhappy with me. That even Allah brought me to His house, but I didn't appreciate it. I didn't use the opportunity properly. I spoiled my namaz. So a person is worried. And as long as you got that fear and worry, then that person, he's got two jannats already. One jannat in this world by making the zikr of Allah, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So jannatun fi dunya bi huzuril mawla. In this world already you have got a connection with Allah. You're thinking of Allah. So you are already in jannat here. And the real jannat, jannatin ful uqba bi liqa'il mawta. Then the jannat in the year after, you'll be looking forward. You won't be scared to die. That if I get the virus, what will happen? If I get the virus, I'll be meeting Allah Rabbul Izzat. And before Allah Ta'ala, all the friends of Allah Ta'ala, meeting Hazrat, the Sahaba Rajanahum, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. So Hazrat says, that is real life. And if you forget about Allah, then you're like a loving dead person. Like Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, a person who doesn't remember Allah, he's like a dead person. So like Hazrat teaches us, myself, we are walking around like zombies today. We don't have an objective of life, and that is to live for the pleasure of Allah, to die for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person, Allah Ta'ala himself warns, today 90% of the diseases, they say stress related. But it's not actually stress related. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people who forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself. And then you say, life is very difficult, it's stressful. A person goes to depression, etc. Because, مَنْ تُتْسِهُ جُدَى. I'm separated from you, O Allah. O Allah, please connect me to you. And when a person is separated from Allah Ta'ala, and you are unmindful of Allah, loving and disobedience of Allah, and then you're still looking for your solutions at other places where you won't find it. You're still going to a psychologist, psychiatrist, all those people who will take you further away from Allah. And then even the sun can be shining bright. For you it will be like darkness. As it says here so beautifully, Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Mere dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That, oh Allah, why it seems so dark to me? That even the sun is shining so beautiful. The moon is so splendid on the 14th full moon. But to me, I can't see. Why? Mere bin, tere bin, without you, oh Allah, nothing is bright for me. Everything is just dark. So to get connected again, to enjoy the beautiful bounties of Allah Ta'ala, we don't have to go to any psychiatrist. We need these Mubarak Majalis to learn how to turn to Allah Ta'ala, what istighfar, what tawbah, and learn about the marifat of Allah, and learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see how Allah Ta'ala will turn your direction. As Hazrat says, Behre tufan gham hai mukhalif hawa, meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. That, oh Allah, now in this ocean to come to your love, that pain of your love must come in my heart, but it is like a huge storm that is facing me. I want to come to you, oh Allah. Everything else is turning me away. My family is turning away. My friends are turning me away from. It's like a huge storm. The winds are blowing against my ship. But oh Allah, meri kashti ka hai, tu hi bas na khuda. That is, a person comes in the gathering of the friends of Allah. Learn to make sabr and be firm. Don't turn away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the world will tell you, you come to the house of Allah and don't think that here Allah will close His doors. Allah opens His doors of rahmat here. And Allah Ta'ala will connect you to Him. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, the storms can be going against my direction. But if you are my pilot of my ship, then nobody can cause me harm. Then let there be huge storms, it doesn't matter. In other words, there can be turmoil in the world. If the whole world can be scared of virus, you won't be scared. You will know that Allah Ta'ala is the one who is steering my ship. And Allah Ta'ala, who is the one who has given me my life, Allah is the caretaker of my life. Then Hazrat says, when you realize this, then a person understands. Just come towards Allah Ta'ala. Make a sincere effort. And you'll see immediately, Tere rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua. har saza se badi ho gaya na saza. That now Allah, forget the sun in the sky. It seems like the sun of your rahmat, of your great blessings have shone upon me now. Now I just feel at ease. And now I just feel, although I might be alone, but I feel at ease. And I feel as if something bright, that noor of the love of Allah has entered my heart. Why? Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. A person who has made tawbah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has wiped out all the charges from him. And as Hazrat has put it for us so beautifully to understand, that so many places in the Qur'an-i Kareem, Allah mentions, Allah will forgive your sins. In the hadith, Allah ta'ala mentions, Allah will forgive your sins. We shouldn't take this very light. This is a great, great gift of Allah. If a person just got one court case on his head, and see what problems he's got. Small court case, but he's worried, and then the length of that case, etc. And then it seems the lawyers are also telling him the charges seems heavy. We don't know if he will get. But then when he comes into the docks and they say all charges were drawn, then what a relief comes on him. Myself, we have got thousands of cases, criminal offenses in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala just says all cases are dropped. What a relief it is. And Allah Ta'ala has to stand. This is what we have to be begging. So Hazrat says here, if you want the rahmat of Allah, then all you have to do, turn to Allah Ta'ala with istighfar, with tawbah, and now come to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll see, there is no other support for us. But Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully, as you tread this path of the love of Allah, you tread and go through the ocean of the love of Allah, now your la ilaha illallah will not be just, there is none worthy of worship. Now you will say from the bottom of your heart, the enjoyment of your zikr, O Allah, there is nobody for me besides you. Then Allah Ta'ala will open the beautiful ocean of mercy. Tere darya-e rahmat ka hai aasara, warna akhtar hai aamal se benawa. Then Hazrat teaches us that you get closer to Allah, but you will realize where can any of my actions be accepted in the court of Allah. So Hazrat teaches us that, O akhtar, in fact for myself and all of us, that, O Allah, where can we present any actions in your court? It's not worthy being accepted, but we have great hope in your ocean of your mercy. So we should have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, never lose hope, but keep on turning to Allah, and that is why Allah has brought us here to learn how to get connected to Allah and fall in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala.